Good morning, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I will be your guide over the next 30 minutes to take you through a meditation that's a great way to start your week and also to start your day. Now, every week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then we move into a place where you can create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is moving into absolute divine love. And we have been going through a series over the past few weeks where we're actually clearing and bringing into full alignment and conscious awareness each of the chakras. We've started with the first chakra, and for this week, moving into absolute divine love is focusing on the fourth chakra. So without any further ado, if you will please take your meditation position by making sure that you are seated with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. Make sure that you're comfortable. And just take a few gentle and easy, deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily, just letting go of whatever stress or tension or whatever might be happening within you right now. Take another nice deep breath all the way up through the spine to the top of your head, and let it go nice and easy. Very good. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk, any tree trunk, it doesn't matter, and you are sitting firmly and strongly on top of that tree trunk. And that tree trunk has roots that go all the way down through the ground and to the center of the earth, the core center of the earth. And you are connected to the tree trunk. The tree trunk is embedded into the earth. You are all as one. And now imagine you're surrounded by a large bubble. This is what I call your aura bubble. And it's 18 inches all the way around you, over your head, under your feet, on the right, the left, front, back, all around. And this bubble has an eggshell stiffness to it. So it's a little stiff, but not super hard, about an eggshell stiffness. And your aura bubble is a beautiful, bright, golden vibration. So imagine it is that beautiful, bright, golden color with an eggshell-type stiffness edge to it. You can simply intend it. You don't have to see it or feel it. You can know it and intend that this is what is going on. And that in and of itself allows you to follow this meditation and to know that you're doing everything correctly. Remembering to always breathe. You don't want to hold your breath. And imagine a giant flaming wall burning in front of you from the ground up. It's outside of your aura bubble, about 3 feet in front of you, is this giant flaming wall. This is the wall of purification. And as you breathe and continue to breathe, I'm going to take you through each of the chakras rather quickly to clear any unwanted energy that is in those chakras. Now, each chakra is an energy center that helps to regulate and balance your systems, your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. And as well, there are varying energies from outside of yourself that often get into your space from other people. Could be belief systems, it could be sensations and experiences that all sometimes stay trapped within the chakras. And now is the time to release them because you don't need everything in order to move forward. In fact, it can weigh you down. So as you breathe deeply from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, I'd like you to exhale out through your first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine at your tailbone. And another nice deep breath. And as you continue to breathe, inhale and then exhale out through the chakra. And just release and let go of any energy in this chakra that would block you from being able to take care of yourself the way you would optimally like to live and be taken care of. So just release any energy here that would block you in any way from doing that, whether it's your health, how you eat, clothe yourself, roof over your head, travel, whatever it is, whatever your lifestyle is that you'd like to live. If you're not fully engaged in it, just release whatever energy might be blocking you. And it doesn't matter whether you know what it is or not, just let it go. And now put your attention on your second chakra, and as you breathe through that chakra, it's 2 inches below your belly button. This chakra is also located between the ovaries for you ladies and around the male organs for you guys. And just exhale out through that chakra and know that you're letting go of feelings and emotions and sexual energy that may also be in the way or in some way block you. So that means that any feelings you may have that are unpleasant, such as anger, guilt, frustration, overwhelm, whatever it is, let it go, depression or grief, as you exhale out through this chakra. Also, be willing to let go of any energy of sexuality, not that you want to get rid of your partner if you have one, but you don't need to have their energy operating within your personal, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual space. You have energy for yourself, and the sexual energy is fantastic during that moment in time, and then you want to clear that so that you can continue to move forward because it's also an energy that is utilized when you're creating. And put your attention on your third chakra located behind your stomach. And as you inhale and then exhale out through that chakra, release any energy that would keep you from owning and being in your own self-power. That might mean any energy that controls you. Maybe you're in control of it, which often is from ego. Perhaps it is energy that you're addicted to, a behavior pattern that you continue to do. Just let all of that go. Release it at this time. And know that that violet flaming wall is gently receiving and pulling whatever you're ready to let go of, as you breathe deeply and it comes to the surface, the violet flaming wall will pull it right out of your space and into itself to purify this energy. You may see images of people, places, and things. You may hear different sounds. You may have sensations in your body. You may have different feelings that come up as you are clearing these chakras. It doesn't matter what it is. Just as you exhale, release it, intend that it's leaving you, and the flame will take it from you. Receive it and purify it. And put your attention on your fourth chakra behind your heart. That chakra represents loving yourself and others. And as you exhale out through this chakra, release any energy where you are experiencing any lack of self-worth, any self-invalidation, any feelings you have where there's lack of forgiveness for others or for yourself, any hatred that might be in your heart, just let it all go. As you inhale and exhale out through this chakra, don't hold on to anything or anyone. Don't worry about it. If you find that there are images of people that you love that are coming to the surface and being released in the flame, it just simply means you're clearing their energy for right now. It doesn't mean that you are harming them in any way. You're just clearing your space of their energy and allowing them to get their energy back in the highest, purest way. When that energy is purified, it goes back to them in the purest way. So they receive their energy and you receive yours. Very good. And put your focus and attention on your fifth chakra, which is located at the base of the throat. This chakra is a wonderful place to release any energy that would block you from your true self-expression as spirit. Any issues you may have in the way of communication, whether you may feel that you say too much or don't say enough or say things incorrectly, whatever your blocks may be in that way, let them go now. This chakra also deals with creativity and how you create, and also in terms of healing energy, how you heal yourself and others. So anything that might block you in any of these ways, let it go. Someone may have said something to you many years ago that you accepted as truth. Perhaps there is someone who silenced you. Perhaps there have been experiences where you were embarrassed for speaking up. Perhaps you feel that you don't have creative bone in your body. Whatever it might be, just let it go from this chakra. Very good. And put your attention now at your sixth chakra, which is in the center of your head. And this chakra is the third eye. And release any energy here that might keep you in a place of judging yourself, judging others, judging the world. There's any judgment at all, any criticism at all, this is the place to release it and let go of it. Indeed, you are a person who would like to and should see things from the divine perspective, which is everything is perfect the way it is. For all energy, no matter what it is or what form it takes, no matter what it might be like, has its own specific divine purpose on some level. So if you have any judgment, let it go. If you feel you're unable to see people or situations clearly for what they are, this is a great area also to release that energy. Remember, the violet flame gently receives and takes that energy. As you breathe, you bring it up to the surface, whatever it is, and you let it go. And put your attention at your seventh chakra, which is on top of your head. And this is a wonderful place for you to clear out all of the rationalizing, the intellectualizing, the analyzing, any energy on any level that would keep you in any form of confusion, doubt, uncertainty. Be still and know what you know. This is the seventh chakra. And so clear away all of the thoughts that roll around in your mind and in your head, the ego trying to push forward, saying all sorts of things that aren't true, using the analyzer, the rationalizer, the intellectualizer to convince you. Let all of that go. There is a place for those things, but not for you to be so caught up in it that it creates confusion, self-doubt, and uncertainty. Nice deep breath, continuing to breathe easily and deeply. Now put your focus at your fourth chakra, behind your heart. And as I describe the fourth chakra in further detail, I want you to just really keep breathing through this area. Breathe through it as you clear energy, bringing forth whatever it might be and allowing it to go into the violet flame. If you do tune into the energy by seeing it, hearing it, feeling it, having sensations there, do not try to figure it out or wonder what it is. Just really let it go completely and let that flame receive it, take it from you. Okay? So the chakra is your love center, and it's the area where you receive and express unconditional love for yourself, for others, for the world, and everything in it. It also is how you are able to love every experience that you have had, that you have now, and that you will have in the future. So it's a true area where emotions are transmitted internally and expressed externally. Now, there are only two emotions. There's unconditional love, and there's fear. And this is the area that has more power than your mind. Your mind is a very powerful muscle, but the heart is even more powerful. This chakra emanates electromagnetic energy fields that are 10 times stronger and more powerful than your mind. So the energy your heart emits really determines positive or negative experiences. If your heart is transmitting love, you are consciously or unconsciously thinking, perceiving, believing, and therefore feeling positive energies like happiness and excitement and just joyousness and all of those types of feelings. So when you are in that space, you are also demonstrating behavior and activities that are considered positive. Continuing to breathe. Nice, deep, and easy breath from the tips of your toes through your spine to the top of your head, and release the energy, release the breath. Very good. Now I'd like for you to pick someone or something that you are angry with. Or maybe you have resentment toward that person or that thing. Maybe there's an experience that you have some regret about. Whatever it is, imagine it in that violet flame. Again, it can be a person, it can be a place, it can be a thing. It can be an experience you've had in terms of grief or jealousy, hatred or depression, frustration or anxiety because of it. So see that person or the experience or thing in the violet flame. And it may also include yourself. If you're having a hard time even forgiving yourself in some way, or having feelings about yourself in a way that is not optimal, see yourself in that flame. That's okay too. And I want you to see whoever or whatever this is in as much detail as possible. Feel the feelings you have as much as you can in this moment. So if what you are imaging in the flame is someone or something that makes you feel anxious or grief-stricken, angry, sad, whatever it is, depressed, let those feelings come to the surface. Feel them as deeply as you can. As you see this image in as much detail as possible, let any beliefs that you have around this person, this thing, this experience, this place, let any beliefs around it also come to the surface. Any beliefs around that's a horrible person because if I had only done something different, then whatever beliefs you have around it, let it come to the surface as well. So you're experiencing this situation, this person, this place, as if you were living it all over again. Let the memories of what you're holding on to in reference to this image also come to the surface. Don't hold anything back. Don't hold back what you're feeling, thinking, remembering. Allow the sensations and discomfort, tears, whatever it is, let it all come up to the surface. And as it does, I want you to let it all go into the violet flame. You can let it go into the violet flame right next to the image as it comes up within you. Just continue to breathe and let it go. As you breathe through the fourth chakra, you release all of these feelings and this energy. Know that whoever or whatever it is causing you to have this effect is really due in reality to your belief, to your perspective, and your feelings about whatever it is. And know that most of it, most of what you are experiencing, is because in part you blame, have shame, or guilt around it. So your belief and your perspective and your feelings about it, it's for the most part because you either blame, have shame, or guilt around it. So let all of that energy come to the surface as it also goes into the flame. In any of these states of consciousness, it's about you believing something or someone has done whatever the circumstance or situation is to you. Your belief that someone or something has done you wrong is part of why this energy is here. The reality, however, is that it or they have not done anything to you, have not done a single thing to you. The reality is that all situations that you have experienced in reference to this person or this situation, this circumstance, has been for your best and highest good. They are for you to learn along your path towards your destiny of being the best you that you can possibly be in every moment. They're for you to learn from. It's all about you ascending and moving towards your destiny of being the best possible you that you can be. So the people and experiences that you've gone through in the past and will go through in the future and go through presently are simply playing roles that are required for you to have what you need. They are part of how you have spiritually commissioned them to play their part in order for you to elevate past fear and move into love. You have required them to play these roles. You have asked them and made agreements with them spiritually in order to help you elevate past your fear and move into love. So continuing to breathe deeply and letting go of everything right now that you're experiencing, no matter how deeply it is. Take a couple more deep breaths as you continue to release all of this energy around this person, place, or thing. Don't be fooled by the ego and the reactionary feelings and sensations that are opposite to love because of what may appear to be against you. Ultimately, nothing is ever against you. It is for you. All right, and now it's time to move into full forgiveness. So as you see this person or this thing or experience in front of you in the flame, I'd like for you to simply say hello. Say hello to it. And then say thank you for this learning lesson. Thank you for playing your part. Thank you for what you have given me in ascending a little closer to my true, best, and highest self. I may not have understood it at the time, I still may not fully understand it, but I know that you are giving me the gift of growth and learning, one in which I am adjusting to become my true, best, and highest self. For that, I thank you. Continue to breathe. Now, you can either bow, shake hands, hug, kiss, whatever your expression is of acknowledgement and love to whatever is there, do what you feel most comfortable doing in acknowledging this person, place, or thing, this energy. And what I'd like you to do now is to, next to this image that you have been seeing this whole time, I want you to image another person, place, or thing that you love unconditionally. So on one side is the image of what you have been angry or had ill feelings about. On the other side is an image of what you absolutely, unconditionally love. And focus on and call on the deep feelings of love within you as you see this image of what you love. Call on those deep, unconditional feelings of love. Let it well up inside you very, very strongly. Very good. And now I'd like for you to experience this love expanding through you completely. And as it does, imagine a light pink golden bubble surrounding you. This bubble is filled with all the love that you are experiencing right now. This bubble is so powerful, this pale pink golden light of love. It's so powerful that it emanates from your heart, from which a pink cord or line of energy goes from your heart over to that person, place, or thing that you have been clearing from. And once it moves over to that person or thing in front of you, notice a light pink golden bubble surrounding it too. So that you have a pale pink golden bubble surrounding you filled with love. The cord goes over to that image also filled with love, and you surround that image with a pale pink golden bubble that is filled with love. And this is the beginning, as you do this, of forgiveness. And to forgive means you release yourself from the control that that person or thing has had over you for however long, hours, days, weeks, months, maybe even years. And you're able to get your power back because forgiveness is the ultimate way to neutralize and then move into a very high level of divine love. So continue to be in this experience of loving what it is that actually may have brought you some level of pain based on fear. And if you don't feel you have fully moved into a place of forgiveness, that there's more work to do around this person or thing, then continue to do the exercise until you have moved from the negative feelings into neutrality and then into love. Make sure that when you do this forgiveness exercise with another energy form, do it with yourself too. Not only do it with something else, but it's also important for you to forgive yourself as well. All you need to do is see yourself in the flame and then do everything that we have done here. Clear the energy and then love yourself from you to you. And continuing to breathe, just being in the experience of the love. Know that when you continue to forgive, you continue to give love to yourself. That's what this is about. And you give love to yourself over and over and over again. And each time you do, you're strengthening that unconditional love within you so that it is fully expressed outside of you. Okay. And allow the violet flame to purify and burn both the image of your forgiveness as well as the image of what you love. Just notice as the flame completely purifies it. And put your attention back on your fourth chakra and see it as an emerald green color vibration. An emerald green color vibration. This is how you balance this chakra. It is the color of the balanced chakra. This is the vibration. And now surround yourself with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun, a huge, bright golden sun, and absorb as much of this sun or all of this sun as you possibly can. And when you are done, you may come back into the room and open your eyes. And I want to thank you for joining me on this morning miracle meditation. And to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, and what we have to offer in the way of programs, courses, and services, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. That's centeroflightmiracles.org. Until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.